You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Ago, I believe it's 26 roster moves were made this week, 23 to 26, somewhere in that neighborhood, by the Packers this week, Larry. And so this is a very unusual finish to the regular season, but you kind of understand where the Packers are coming from. They had an early bye, got a lot of players nicked up, key players, and you'd like to get everybody as healthy as you can for the regular season. So we'll see a lot of new Packers on the field today.
And for those new Packers or Packers who have not played a lot this year and will get an opportunity today, it's a big opportunity. You put this stuff on tape, not only for the Green Bay Packers, but for the rest of the National Football League. Big thing. My only concern about this, Wayne, and I totally get getting healthy. That's got to be the top priority. Get all that. But it does just kind of rub me the wrong way that, okay, we're not putting our best guys out here in an effort to win this game, and it could be that the Vikings win it, and that would it'd be hard to beat the Vikings at their place in any circumstance, even if you're playing your best guys. So I mean, it wouldn't be crazy to think the Vikings might win this game, and my only concern is that then it becomes like a month since the Green Bay Packers won a game. And I just don't know if that's a great way to go into the playoffs. And I know nothing can be done about it. You want to get healthy and that type of thing. But still, it's a while since you had that love and feeling of winning. And it's too long, really, ideally, absolutely not. But I totally get the getting people healthy.
Yeah, you know, at the top of the week, my thought was, and probably along the lines of you, get a win somehow. You don't want to go into the playoffs on a four-game losing streak. If you lose here today, that's exactly what you'd be doing. Lombardi said it best, you know, winning is habit forming, but so is losing. And I don't care what the circumstances are. You want to have a positive feel going into the playoffs, but, you know, could it happen today? Sure, anything can happen in the National Football League. But the fact is that this is not the way to go into the playoffs. You and I have said that for the last month.
No, I mean, what's the standard line all season long? Why don't we play in your best football at the end?
Yeah.
So we really haven't. But, again, it is what it is. There's not a 100%, hey, here's the correct after. If the Packers go out here and beat the Minnesota Vikings, even with their remodeled lineups, if they beat the Minnesota Vikings, then, boy, this was the greatest thing in the world. It's just the knowledge that that's going to become more difficult because you're not playing your best people. And then should you not win, you're looking at that scenario that you just described. You've gone a month without winning a game, and that's less than ideal at minimum.
You know, I got to tell you, a team that is finishing on a strong note are the Vikings, who've won four in a row, and especially their defense, Rock. There's a stat here. The Vikings roster is the most expensive in the NFL. They're paying $350 million in player salaries for this roster. And this roster was meant to win, folks, meant to win now, win this year. The quarterback position, frankly, is the one position that's held them back. Otherwise, they're good enough to do whatever they need to do to win it all otherwise. But that's a big question mark. Now, you know, we're going to see J.J. McCarthy. He did not play last week against Detroit. He was awful in Green Bay. Everybody knows that. But he's been much improved over the last three games he's played. You know, he's got 65% completions, you know, six TD passes. And so this is a kid that they're hoping they can get another positive start from him going into next year and then figure out the roster ramifications. And there are going to be several here as they try to get in under the cap.
Yeah, and the thing about today, the here and now, I personally wouldn't want to be Clayton Tune, who's going to start a quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. Because the Vikings played AAA defense. Anybody from any place at any time. There's a lot to sift through. And they do it continuously, and they don't just have like eight men in the box in that general area. They'll have nine men at the line of scrimmage, not in the box, not in the linebacker, at the line of scrimmage. And somehow, some way, you got to spit out the correct protection, make your right declarations, and still play quarterback. And the guys up front as well, and the running backs, because they'll be picking up blitzes. No, this is an all-hands-on-deck approach to offensive football because the Vikings demand it.
Well, and Larry, as an offensive lineman, with all those people at the line of scrimmage, and you're trying to figure out who's coming and who isn't, how difficult is that for the blocking scheme up front?
It's all in your preparation. Now, the Vikings may throw a wrinkle you haven't seen, but it's all in your preparation, and all the protections have rules. So if you see something you have not anticipated, you fall back on your rules. But if you have rehearsed it during the week, you have talked about it on the board, the coach has emphasized it, you got to be paying attention, and it's the kind of situation where you better review it. And if you're not rock solid ready, you sit down with the coach or you look at more film yourself, but get yourself ready, because if you don't, it's going to happen too fast for you, and you're going to get somebody either embarrassed or hurt.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. John Kuhn, you've played in this building. You've played in Minneapolis. It's a tough place to play for a visiting team, and I would think especially for a young quarterback like Clayton Tune, with all the noise and everything and the silent counts that you're going to have offensively at the line of scrimmage, this has got to be one of the most difficult tasks for that quarterback.
Yeah, and you talk about Brian Flores, the defensive coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings, licking his chops as he's about to be in the cycle for head coaching candidates around the NFL to put one last exclamation point on this season. I mean, they don't have a playoff game that they're looking forward to next week, so emptying the bucket is something that the Minnesota Vikings very well could do out here today, which does not equal a good feel for Clayton Tune as he takes this field today. Keep this in mind, guys. Clayton Tune, in his only NFL start, was sacked seven times, so he's going to be facing pressure very similar to that here today.
John, are you anxious to see the newest Packer, or one of them? They had, as Wayne mentioned, 300,000 roster moves this week. Trayvon Diggs, you anxious to see him?
Very interested, right? Sometimes a change of scenery can change a player, and we know it did not end well down in Dallas, and you got the clippings and the readings and everything that went wrong down there. But quite frankly, since he signed his big deal, he did not live up to that big deal down in Dallas. Change of scenery coming to Green Bay. You heard Micah Parsons talk about it earlier in the season about how he felt refreshed, revamped with coming into Green Bay and the type of resources that they provide to their player and the limit of distractions that they have for their players. And I'm anxious to see that a guy with all the five-star tools, which is Trayvon Diggs, can he put it together here for this team that is looking for help in the secondary?
John, this atmosphere here that they're going to play under, tell me about it as a player, as someone who's been on the field for these games.
Well, I was speaking with Rock before the game that I bet at the beginning of the season this was a pretty high-priced ticket. You got two teams from the playoffs the year before looking with a lot of high hopes in this season, and then Micah Parsons gets traded to this team. But quite frankly, a lot of the stars are not going to be playing in this football game. It really doesn't mean a whole lot in terms of seedings for playoffs. In fact, the Packers are already locked in to the seventh seed. So that might actually end up playing in Clayton Tune's favor. If it is a more mellow kind of calm atmosphere here today, that might bode well for the Packers offense.
Hey, John, you know, you only can rest so many folks. You still got to field a team. What kind of challenge mentally will it be for the guys who've played some, but they don't rank as indispensable in the sense that they're going to set them no matter what? They don't rank in that Jordan Love, Christian Watson category. What kind of challenge mentally do they face? Is it kind of like a, what about me? Well, am I not important?
Well, Rock, there are several different layers to this roster, right? And there's going to be a layer of guys that are going to start and play in this football game that rarely see playing time on the offensive and defensive side. And they are excited. This is their opportunity to do in a regular season game what they do in preseason games, which is showcase their skills and talents. And then I think this is the hardest part, are the guys that they have to dress, because we can only elevate so many players. They have to dress in this football game, but they are cogs in this Packers offense or defense. So they'll be rested. They'll be in reserve, but they got to stay ready on the sideline just in case their name gets called. It's much harder to be one of those players that's only going to play in case of emergency than it is to be one of these guys that go out here and is looking to showcase what they can do.
Well, and John, Jordan Love is in that category. I mean, he's going to be the backup quarterback, if I'm not mistaken, from what we've learned this morning. And so he's kind of in that category, right, that you just described.
Anybody, Rock or Wayne, anybody that goes out here today that normally starts for the Green Bay Packers that will not be starting, and there will be a litany of them, will be sitting on the sideline trying to stay warm and just hoping that the guys that go out there not only perform well but stay on the field and don't need to come out because of injury.
Okay, John, let's fast forward a week. Your personal perspective, Bears or Eagles?
You got to give me the Bears. Guys, I got to go back to Chicago. I got to have a second crack. These Packer players have to want a second crack with the way that that game ended down in Soldier Field just a few weeks ago.
I thought you were talking about Giordano's pizza.
Well, that works too. That works too. I like the deep dish. I'm not ashamed to admit it. A lot of Packer fans will be mad that I said it, right? I like my pizza cut in triangles, not in squares. So sue me. But I want to make my way back down to Soldier Field, and I want to see what we can do in the grudge match against our best rivalry, the Chicago Bears.
And you know what, guys? I recall way back when in the mid-2000s, remember the Packers beat the Vikings 34-31 in games in Green Bay and then here in Minneapolis on Christmas Eve. And 3 weeks later, the Vikings came in on a losing streak, Rock. They had lost 2-3 in a row. And Mike Tice said, we were so elevated to go to Green Bay and play the Packers for a third time. He said, that's about the only game we could have won at that stage of the game because of exactly what you just described, John.
There is a lot of emotion that takes place, and we talk about the Packers losing four in a row, and out of those four games they lost, the one that was the most heartbreaking was the Chicago Bears. If the Packers would happen to falter today, or regardless of the result, they're going to have to flip a switch in the playoffs in order to win with the way that they've played at the end of the season. The easiest way to flip that switch is to create some emotion behind it. The Chicago Bears, the way they lost that game a couple weeks ago, that is the emotion that could potentially flip the switch.
All right, John, look forward to your comments from the sideline. It'll be exciting as always with this crowd in Minneapolis. And Dennis, we send it back to you.
All right, thanks, guys, very much. When we come back, we'll be joined by former Packers receiver James Jones and Drew Olsen. Some notes on this game. Packers and Vikings finishing the regular season against each other for the first time since 2015 and in Minnesota for the first time since 2012. First time since 2021 that the Packers will finish the regular season on the road. Packers have a 31-32 record in away games against the Vikings through the years, including splitting the last six. Packers won the first meeting this season, of course, 23-6 in Week 12, November 23rd at Lambeau Field. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Packers Preview is sponsored by Pick and Save, Network Health, Miller Lite, Great Taste, Less Filling, Tastes Like Miller Time, West Bend, The Silver Lining, Quick Trip, Security Health Plan of Wisconsin, Software One, and American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly on the Packers Radio Network.
Sargento backs the pack and gives back to the community. When the Packers score, Sargento donates to defeat hunger. Sargento donates $2,000 for every Packers touchdown. Through the Touchdowns for Hunger program, Sargento has donated nearly $2 million for hunger relief in Wisconsin, chaired by Hunger Task Force in Milwaukee and Paul's Pantry in Green Bay. For more than two decades, every Packers touchdown helps defeat hunger thanks to Sargento, the official cheese of the Green Bay Packers.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Can you feel it? It's the thrill of witnessing a walk-off grand slam, a game-winning touchdown, a buzzer-beating three. Yeah, you know the feeling. And there's only one place to experience that raw exhilaration. Potawatomi Sportsbook. Catch all the action in a supreme space with dozens of sports betting kiosks, cool drinks, luxe seating, great food, fiery atmosphere, and a monster video wall. Become a legend at Potawatomi Sportsbook. More info online. Must be 21 to enter casino.
Owning a business is about balancing what you need with what you want. You don't need a business loan. You want to feed the neighborhood. You don't need a business partner. You want someone who sees what you can't. You don't need a line of credit. You want a workspace that actually works. At Fox Communities Credit Union, we understand that balance. You know what you want. We have what you need. At Fox Communities Credit Union.
Think you know all the Lambeau Field atrium has to offer? Think again. Shop, eat, meet, greet, see, look, leap, love, learn, laugh, share, experience. From Lambeau Field tours to the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame, from the Packers Pro Shop to 1919 Kitchen and Tap, even holding company meetings to hosting special events. Take it all in. Go all out. Experience the energy and vibe only the Lambeau Field atrium can offer. Visit Packers.com to learn more.
Sundays are for football and Carbolas. Born in Wisconsin, Carbolas handcrafted premium cocktails are packed with flavor, not sugar. Zero carbs, zero sugar, just 100 calories and gluten-free. Whether you're tailgating at Lambeau or calling plays from your couch, Carbolas is the cocktail that's always game day ready. This season, drink like a champion. Drink Carbolas, a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers.
Countdown to Kickoff is presented by Pick and Save Packers Preview, Packers at Minnesota. Hey, Packers fans, score big for game day at Pick and Save, where you'll find lower prices on over 1,000 items, so you can save even more. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. We bring in former Packers receiver James Jones and Drew Olsen. And James, a game like today, does winning mean anything to the Packers going into the playoffs? Is there such a thing as momentum?
Momentum? Absolutely, Dennis, first off. Happy Sunday.
Same to you.
Happy New Year. Absolutely. Momentum is real. And I don't care who goes out there. I don't really care how it looks. But when you win, that is momentum. Because when you win, that means you did some good stuff on the football field. So when you turn the tape on Monday and Tuesday and watch yourself, and if you didn't play and you're watching some of the runs that worked, some of the passes that worked, that's contagious. So I don't really care who goes out there today. We still are fighting to get in that win column and play some good, consistent football and get some confidence going into the playoffs.
Jordan Love cleared concussion protocol, but Clayton Tune will start at quarterback. Who is Clayton Tune? Well, he played his college football at Houston, Texas native, fifth-round pick by Arizona in 2023, joined the Packers practice squad in late August and appeared against Baltimore, went 1-for-4, had that interception on a tip ball by Bo Melton. And Drew, as we look at this injury report today, it's not so much injuries, but when we get the inactives, it's going to be very interesting.
It's going to be very interesting. Dennis, guys are going to get opportunities to play. It's very much like the last preseason game. We might as well be August 4th today instead of January 4th, because that's what it's like. You just don't want guys to get hurt. You want guys feeling good. And I think the Packers, they need this opportunity. They kind of have a built-in excuse because they're starting Clayton Tune. They're resting a bunch of guys. But they also want to flush the memory of that Baltimore game, which now seems like it was 2 months ago. Eight days ago. They want to flush the memory of that game. They were so inadequate. I think they were a little bit fried from that gauntlet they ran, you know, with Denver and the divisional teams lined up before that. And so, yeah, I understand why you'd want to feel good going into the playoffs, but I also think being healthy and almost having a clean slate when they start the playoffs next week, there's something to be said for that, too.
Now, we're not going to list everything here because it would take forever. Malik Willis has been dealing with a shoulder injury. He's listed as questionable. Wide receiver Dontavian Wicks is doubtful coming off a concussion. Now, Savion Williams on Saturday was placed on injured reserve with a foot/illness. Donovan Jennings also placed on injured reserve. Jacoby Keeney James and offensive lineman Lucidus Smith were signed to the active roster, and tight end Drake Dabney and Jamon Johnson were elevated from the practice squad to the active roster for this game. Now, for the Vikings, no designation on quarterback J.J. McCarthy and his hand injury, so he's on track to start. But tight end T.J. Hockenson is out with a shoulder, and the former Packers running back Aaron Jones is out with the hip. James, I want to ask you about the Packers waiver claim of Trayvon Diggs from Dallas.
Oh, man, this is a tough one, Dennis. I think this is a mixed bag of Skittles right here, man. My favorite is the berry. when you dump them in your hand, man, you don't know which one you're going to get. When you watch Stephon Diggs the last couple of years, man, he's played some consistent games and he's played some bad games over the last year and a half. So it's going to be interesting. But what I will say is it can't hurt us. You know, you get a guy that's an all-pro corner, that's a ball hawk, and the weakest spot on our team, if we're truly, truly being honest, is the defensive back area. So to add a guy like that on your team, you know what I mean? And if you do even get a 80%, you know, Diggs, I think that's better than what we have right now. If you ask me if I wanted Valentine out there or Diggs, I would say Diggs right now just because of his experience and his ball hawking ability. So it can't hurt us. And if he plays well, it would be a heck of a signing for a playoff run.
Yeah, I agree with you, James. And Drew, I think it is a low-risk move. This is a guy who not that long ago picked off 11 passes in a season. The Packers at cornerback, let's be honest, as James said, it's not been their strong point. So they're rolling the dice here, but I understand why.
Packers have 7 interceptions going into today for the season. Xavier McKinney had 8 last year himself. So yeah, it's going to help. But he's a little bit like their Jaire Alexander, right? He was highly productive and then injured, got the contract and kind of went sideways.
Good friends with Micah Parsons.
He's got a connection to the coaching staff in Green Bay as well. So it's very low risk, high reward. They're just kicking the tires. There's no commitment beyond this year. So if he can carve out a job. His job today is to play well enough to get reps in the playoff games. His job.
Packers making the playoffs for the 3rd straight season, one of only 5 NFL teams that can say that. Buffalo, Houston, the Rams, and Philadelphia, the others. Dating back to 2019, the Packers have made the postseason 6 times. That's tied with Kansas City and Philadelphia for the 2nd most postseason appearances over that span in the NFL. Buffalo with 7 leads the way. Packers have made the postseason for the 38th time. That's the most by a team in NFL history. It's the 14th playoff appearance for the Packers in 17 years, the most in the NFL over that span. And as far as postseason wins in league history, the Packers have 37. That's tied with New England for the 2nd most, San Francisco with 38. Dating back to realignment in 2002, the Packers lead the NFC with 17 playoff appearances. With a recap of the last Packers game, here's Bill Schmidt.
The Packers and Ravens each had division title hopes still alive into their Week 17 game. One would prevail with a chance in Week 18 to lock up the North. Baltimore took the ball and did everything they could to establish momentum with a 13-play, 8-minute touchdown drive that ended with a Derrick Henry touchdown. The Packers answered 2 plays later when Malik Willis hit Christian Watson for 39 yards and a Packers score to tie the game at 7. The Ravens rinse and repeated their first drive, 13 plays and another Henry touchdown, making it 14-7 Baltimore. Then the Packers couldn't get out of their way on their next 2 drives, turning it over on downs and fumbling at their own 35. The defense held Baltimore to 2 field goals, and the Packers finally got back into the end zone, this time late into the 2nd quarter with the highly celebrated backup signal call.
1st and 10, Baltimore 22-yard line. 3 receivers left. Wiley standing up right side of the line. High snap. Here's the give to Brooks. Fake the Brooks rolling right. It is
touchdown time for Willis around the right end. 22 yards away off a beautiful play fake that totally sucked in the Baltimore defense. Willis untouched around the right end for the touchdown.
The Ravens quickly responded with a touchdown drive to end the first half, making it 27-14 Baltimore at recess. Green Bay got the ball and got on the scoreboard, but only with 3, making it 27-17. But after forcing the game's first punt late in the 3rd quarter, Willis trimmed the margin again.
In the shotgun, here's the handoff to Brooks. Oh, fake the handoff to Brooks. Willis rolling right to the 5, to the pylon. He is in for the touchdown.
Malik Willis doing it all.
Finally, within a score again, the Packers needed one more stop. Had the Ravens backed up on a 3rd and 5 at their own 20, but Henry followed it up with a 9 and then 30-yard run to cap off the third quarter. 5 minutes into the fourth quarter, Zay Flowers found the end zone and made it 34-24 Ravens. On the next Packers possession, Malik Willis went out with an injury. 2 plays later, Clayton Tune threw an interception, and then Henry capped off his master class.
Huntley under center, straight eye formation backfield. Derrick Henry, the tail of the tandem. Toss Henry around the left end, gets a block from Ricard.
Oh, wow.
He's to the 25-20, the 15-10-5 end zone. Wow. Touchdown, a 26-yard touchdown run. Derrick Henry, his 4th touchdown of the game. It is 40-24, Baltimore.
That Henry's 4th touchdown of the game made it 216 yards on the ground for Derrick Henry, the most ever given up by the Packers to an opponent at Lambeau Field. Dennis, back to you.
Bill, thanks very much. Ravens rushed for 307 yards, 414 yards of offense with a backup quarterback, so those are bad omens. Remember last season the Packers had only one division win? Well, this year they're 4-1. That's so far the best division record in the NFC North. Drew has the game day inactives.
All right, Dennis. Jordan Love is the Packers' backup quarterback today. Malik Willis is inactive, also inactive. Quay Walker, Josh Jacobs, Dontavian Wicks, Xavier McKinney, Zach Tom, and Edgerrin Cooper.
And those Desmond Ridder players. Was never put on the active roster. He was a practice squad guy.
Never elevated.
So although he was signed this week, he will not be available. Well, maybe emergency third quarterback. But Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
Experience, knowledge, and results. That's what really matters when you need help after a serious truck accident. You'll need a lawyer experienced in fighting and winning for people just like you. Gruber Law Offices has the resources, strong track record of success, and a team of experienced lawyers to take care of your needs. We've successfully helped people injured in big truck accidents for more than 35 years. Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
Plumbing, heating, cooling, that's what we do. And don't forget refrigeration too. Building Waters. Shed a teardrop of joy.
Phone 262-989-1001 today to take advantage of their $89 furnace tune and clean special.
Plumbing, heating, cooling, that's what we do. And don't forget refrigeration too. Building Waters. Shed a teardrop of joy.
Ocean Spray is farmer-owned and future-focused, and they're building the next wave of talent in Kenosha. Skilled maintenance technicians earn competitive pay up to $39.14 an hour, full benefits, paid breaks, 401k, and a $5,000 sign-on bonus. When you join Ocean Spray, you're not just taking a job, you're joining a community that supports family farmers and delivers iconic products.
Apply now at OceanSprayJobs.com and be a part of an incredible team.
Tired of constant home maintenance? Make your home maintenance-free with Jeff Costanzo, LLC. From aluminum door and window wraps to soffit fascia, seamless gutters, and leaf guard, Jeff's got you covered. Durable, low-maintenance solutions that keep your home looking great year after year. Call Jeff today at 262-497-6797 for your free estimate. That's 262-497-6797. Jeff Costanzo, LLC. Quality, maintenance-free, and worry-free to make your life easier.
Big deals.
A new year means new goals and smarter spending. Start 2026 strong with WRJN Big Deals. Save at least 30% on gift certificates from your favorite local businesses while keeping your money right here in the community. Plus, stay tuned into WRJN all month long for January's Big Deals of the Day and special flash sales during the Don Rosen Morning Show. It's easy. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and stretch your hard-earned dollars with WRJN Big Deals.
You're listening to Green Bay Packer Football on WRJN Racine, your home for local news and timeless hits. We're WRJN.
The countdown to kickoff is presented by Pick and Save, regular season finale. This is Packers preview. Packers at Minnesota. Today's Eye on the Opponent is presented by Shopko Optical, the official eye care partner of the Green Bay Packers. James Jones, we will see J.J. McCarthy making just his 10th start. He's only 22. I know a lot of us have made judgments about him. He missed all of last season with a knee injury. This season's number's not fantastic. I mean, let's be honest, 11 touchdown passes, 12 interceptions. Justin Jefferson needs 53 receiving yards to reach 1,000 for the sixth straight season, but he hasn't scored since November 2nd. So it seems to me like, and this is probably the only analogy I can think of at the moment, you have this fancy car in the garage, Justin Jefferson, and really nobody that can drive it.
Yeah, and that's going to be the question going to the offseason. I think this is probably the worst thing that could have happened to the Minnesota Vikings, because you're going into the offseason still not knowing if J.J. McCarthy's the guy. Like, I don't think they got a clear answer that he's not the guy, and I don't think they got a clear answer that he is the guy for the team. That's just the way he played this year. He played this year in some games to where, you know, he had kind of the it factor to win some games, and he played awful in some of these games. And now you're going into the season, I mean, into the offseason, telling yourself, do we have the guy to get Justin Jefferson the ball, or do we have to go get a guy in free agency or in the draft? That's a tough, tough position to be in, because his career this so far has been really, really up and down. So they got a big decision to make.
They got a lot of decisions to make in the offseason, Drew. Jefferson, first of all, has had less than 50 receiving yards in 7 of the Vikings' last 9 games. But their fullback, C.J. Ham, is considering retirement. So is safety Harrison Smith. Aaron Jones has a big cap number for next year. He might not be back. He's inactive today. So they have decisions to make.
And they might lose Brian Flores in the coaching carousel, mm-hmm. right? They might lose
been mentioned for the same job in Dallas, in fact. They might poach him as defensive coordinator because his contract is up.
That's true. You're right. It's going to be quite the turnover. And you would, we're not cheering for the Vikings here, but James is right. You would have hoped that they'd figured out their quarterback situation, but they're going into another year. They've already declared that they're going to be looking for a veteran to kind of, you know, back things up and solidify things behind J.J. McCarthy. They just don't know if he's the guy yet, and they traded up to get him. So until they get the quarterback thing figured out, it's hard to think of them as being on solid ground.
Former Vikings defensive tackle Kevin Williams is a finalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. In his 6th year of eligibility, he was a 5-time Pro Bowl selection. Now, I want to ask you, James, about this Vikings team. They had a 4-game losing streak in November. We saw them at Lambeau November 23rd, and they were at a low ebb, I thought. McCarthy played awful. That losing streak kept them out of the playoffs. Well, now they're at 8-8. They've won 4 in a row, and even though McCarthy had the hand injury, he's played better when he's had a chance. What do you think of the Vikings right now?
I think the Vikings are a really talented team that should have been a team that was battling for this division and battling for the playoffs if the quarterback just played average. But they had some very, very bad quarterback play, and now they're in this situation. But if I'm a backup quarterback, this is not a game I want to come in playing this elite Minnesota Vikings defense, all this exotic blitzes and exotic looks that they give you. This is not a game that I want to be in. But they are elite on the defensive side of the ball, and they have a bunch of really good playmakers. And if the quarterback decides to play at a high level, this is a really, really tough team to beat. So that's what I think of the Minnesota Vikings, and it's going to be a tough outing for us today with a backup quarterback.
Drew, there have been a lot of conversations about bringing in a veteran to compete with McCarthy next year. What if that veteran's Kirk Cousins?
Oh, man. Well, how do Vikings Nation, how do they feel about watching Sam Darnold get the number one seed, right? I mean, there was a guy that was in the building, too. And that is going to be very interesting. You know, he lost 5 games to that ankle sprain. You wonder how the season would have played out if J.J. McCarthy hadn't missed that big chunk of early in the season.
For every Packer sack, Delta Dental of Wisconsin will donate toothbrushes and toothpaste to a Wisconsin school helping kids achieve healthy smiles and sack plaque. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, no matter the occasion, make it unforgettable with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. From elegant tiered showstoppers to fun, whimsical creations, every cake is baked fresh, made to order, and sprinkled with a little love in every layer. Bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamp designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
Right now, with the Wrap Up the Year sales event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove has new 2026 Ram 1500s with 0% financing, no monthly payments for 90 days, plus $2,000 in rebates. You will always spend less and get more at Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Family owned and operated for over 95 years. Plus tax, title, license, and doc fee. Must finance through Stellantis Financial Services. Valid to qualified buyers with approved credit on select new models. Saving from MSRP may not be the price at which the vehicle is sold in the trade area. See dealer for details. Expires 1/5/2026.
Make the holidays merry, bright, and more fun at the Lanes on 20. Give the gift of good times with the Lanes gift card, ideal for a night of bowling and amazing food at Angry Brothers Pub, including the legendary Friday Fish Fry. Yes! Plus, keep an eye on the Lanes Facebook page for a bunch of holiday events happening right through New Year's Eve. From family outings to festive nights with friends, there's something for everyone. Bring the joy, share the laughs, and celebrate the season at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli helps you eat healthier without giving up flavor. Dig into hearty chef salads, loaded with premium meats, crisp veggies, and bold taste. Or enjoy a signature sub your way, in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to skip the excess carbs. Hosting a party? Game day party trays and hot wings are always a hit. Get convenient pickup and catering options through the Lee's Deli mobile app, even with a few hours' notice. Lee's Deli. For over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
You're listening to Green Bay Packer Football on WRJN Racine, your home for local news and timeless hits. We're WRJN.
Packers preview, Packers at Minnesota. Software One is your go-to partner for software and cloud solutions, helping companies to migrate and modernize their applications and navigate and optimize software and cloud changes. Transform with Software One today. The former Dallas Cowboy, new Packers cornerback, Trayvon Diggs, courtesy of Packers.com. First of all, talks about being excited to join the Packers.
It's a wonderful opportunity. I'm thankful, you know, for the organization giving me the chance. And, you know, I'm ready to come here and help win games. I found out yesterday. I was with my kids. We were all in the house. I found out yesterday. I was about to take them to Dave and Buster's. And then they call. It's like, you got to get on the flight. I was like, oh, all right, can't go to David Buster. So, you know, it was a good moment that, you know, I shared with them, and I was super excited.
Diggs talked to his good friend Micah Parsons about the Packers.
Yeah, I called him right away. He was super excited for me, super happy for me. You know, we have a great relationship, our families, you know, our moms, you know, everyone is real close. So, you know, it all worked out. He told me, you know, it's work. It's a lot different, you know. He said I'm gonna like it a lot and I'm gonna enjoy it. And so far I've been enjoying it a lot. My first day was out there today, and you know, I had a lot of fun, and you know, it's a great thing to be here.
These comments from Diggs on Thursday. He is expected to play today. He talked about his goals in this new situation.
I think I'll just be myself, you know, be who I know I am, go out there and perform, and everything will take care of itself. You know, I'm not chasing accolades, I'm not chasing anything. I'm chasing, you know, being a better me, being better every day, you know, helping this team win. It feels good, you know. I want to be comfortable with being uncomfortable, being somewhere that, you know, I've never been before, just starting over, starting fresh, you know, just a clean slate and just working and keep my head down and just working.
It's Trayvon Diggs. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
When storms hit, your home takes the damage, but you feel the stress. At Vessel Services, they specialize in roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. From leaking roofs to busted siding and drafty windows, they've seen and fixed it all across southeastern Wisconsin. Their team shows up ready to work with real solutions and honest service. Visit 215 27th Street in Caledonia. Vessel Services. Roofing, siding, windows, and storm repair done right. Go to VesselServicesToday.com to set up your appointment.
Calling all cheese lovers! Your holiday wish just came true. Papa John's unveils the Garlic 5 Cheese Crust Pizza with cheese and garlic bread goodness in every bite. It starts with hand-stretched dough, brushed with creamy garlic parmesan sauce, then baked with a medley of parmesan, romano, asiago, fontina, and provolone right in the crust. 5 bold cheeses for the true cheese fanatic. If you dream of ooey-gooey, garlic-kissed bliss, get the Garlic 5 Cheese Crust Pizza at Papa John's today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Tired of constant home maintenance? Make your home maintenance-free with Jeff Costanzo, LLC. From aluminum door and window wraps to soffit fascia, seamless gutters, and leaf guard, Jeff's got you covered. Durable, low-maintenance solutions that keep your home looking great year after year. Call Jeff today at 262-497-6797 for your free estimate. That's 262-497-6797. Jeff Costanzo, LLC. Quality, maintenance-free, and worry-free to make your life easier.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333.
70 million people in the U.S. have learning and thinking differences, like ADHD and dyslexia. Each has their own story. This is ours. At first, I thought it was just a phase. Then schoolwork became a struggle. Emotions got bigger, and my kids started falling behind. I felt alone, like I was lost in the dark trying to find answers. Then I learned about Understood.org, a nonprofit empowering parents and kids like us. It was like we had a light to show us the path ahead. Whenever new challenges came up, their guidance helped us figure out our next step. We still have tough days, but now we have direction. And I have the tools and resources I need to help my child thrive. No matter where you are on the path, Understood can help you keep moving forward. Visit understood.org/yourpath today.
You're listening to Green Bay Packer Football on WRJN Racine, your home for local news and timeless hits. We're WRJN.
Countdown to kickoff is presented by Pick and Save. Packers preview, Packers at Minnesota. Micah Parsons had his ACL surgery on Monday, so the road to recovery is already underway. We'll see when he's ready next season. James Jones, the Vikings have won 4 straight. A victory over the Packers today would give them a winning record for the season, 9-8. As a player, I know you're not going to the playoffs, and that's the big goal, but is a winning record a goal for a player?
Man, you think the Minnesota Vikings don't want to end this season saying we swept the Green Bay Packers or we don't won the last 4 against the Green Bay Packers? Absolutely. That's tall momentum going into the offseason, especially if the Packers are able to make a run in the playoffs. They're like, okay, sure, we competed with some of the top teams, you know, in the NFL. We get this quarterback play right, we'll be okay. But absolutely, they're going to come out here. They're going to make it hard on the Green Bay Packers. They're going to play with a lot of energy trying to go out with the bang. Hopefully, we come out with that same energy and we don't come out saying, oh, we're already in the playoffs and we don't play well and we're walking into the playoffs not really feeling good about the way we are playing, the way we are calling the games, the way we look on defense. We got to look the right way today, fellas.
Packers fans, play Packers Predict, powered by Senix, to win weekly cash prizes all season long. Play for free at Packers.com/predict or on the Packers app. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Tired of constant home maintenance? Make your home maintenance-free with Jeff Costanzo, LLC. From aluminum door and window wraps to soffit fascia, seamless gutters, and leaf guard, Jeff's got you covered. Durable, low-maintenance solutions that keep your home looking great year after year. Call Jeff today at 262-497-6797 for your free estimate. That's 262-497-6797. Jeff Costanzo, LLC. Quality, maintenance-free, and worry-free to make your life easier.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli helps you eat healthier without giving up flavor. Dig into hearty chef salads, loaded with premium meats, crisp veggies, and bold taste. Or enjoy a signature sub your way, in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to skip the excess carbs. Hosting a party? Game day party trays and hot wings are always a hit. Get convenient pickup and catering options through the Lee's Deli mobile app, even with a few hours' notice. Lee's Deli. For over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Right now, with the wrap-up the year sales event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove has new 2026 Ram 1500s with 0% financing, no monthly payments for 90 days, plus $2,000 in rebates. You will always spend less and get more at Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Family-owned and operated for over 95 years. Plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. Must finance through Stellantis Financial Services. Valid to qualified buyers with approved credit on select new models. Saving from MSRP may not be the price at which the vehicle is sold in the trade area. See dealer for details. Expires 1/5/2026.
Make the holidays merry, bright, and more fun at the Lanes on 20. Give the gift of good times with the Lanes gift card, ideal for a night of bowling and amazing food at Angry Brothers Pub, including the legendary Friday Fish Fry.
Yes!
Plus, keep an eye on the Lanes Facebook page for a bunch of holiday events happening right through New Year's Eve. From family outings to festive nights with friends, there's something for everyone. Bring the joy, share the laughs, and celebrate the season at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
Nothing will warm you up like good holiday tidings and great pizza from Papa John's. Stack your table with favorites from the Papa Pairings menu. Just $6.99 each when you order two or more. Medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, desserts. It's the perfect spread when family and friends arrive at your door, ready for a feast. So share the warmth, spread the joy, and please, pass the dipping sauce. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
You're listening to Green Bay Packer Football on WRJN Racine, your home for local news and timeless hits. We're WRJN.
Packers preview, Packers at Minnesota. After further review is brought to you by Network Health, proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. Feel like you're throwing a Hail Mary pass when selecting a health insurance plan? Well, don't. Call Network Health today. I'm Dennis Krause, along with James Jones, the former Packers receiver, Drew Olsen, and Wes Hotkowitz of Packers.com is in the Verizon broadcast booth in Minneapolis. Drew, do you agree with how the Packers are approaching today's game?
Yes, I do. Nothing to be gained from a victory today, Dennis. And the interesting thing is there's going to be a lot of guys standing on the sidelines with baseball caps, hoping they don't have to play, but they might have to play due to in-game attrition. It's going to be an interesting balancing act there, but I do agree with the philosophical approach to getting everybody healthy for the playoffs.
I would say, Wes, with Jordan Love, the backup to Clayton Tune, is going to have to lose a limb for Jordan Love to go in that game today.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's going to be no scenario in which Jordan Love, A, is going to be in, and B, if he is, then probably throwing the ball forward. I think this is the right approach. If I have my math right, boys, I think it's 23 transactions this week, all told, for Green Bay. The 2014 season, they might not have had 23 transactions all season. It just shows you how banged up this team is right now. And if you're in a position where you are locked into the seven seed, I think this is a good opportunity for Green Bay to kind of create its own bye. Got to remember, these guys, maybe you've already talked about this on the show, they haven't had a bye week since week five. They've been going 3 months straight now, and this has really taken its toll on this football team. So the Packers have a chance to downshift a little bit and see what happens. And by the way, the positive of this, there's going to be a lot of young guys on both sides of the ball that are going to be playing. And if you look specifically at the defense, maybe you find a pass rusher. Maybe you find somebody, whether it is a Trayvon Diggs, that can help you in the playoffs, depending on how they perform today.
James?
Oh, man. Wes, happy new year, big dog. Welcome.
Happy new year, buddy.
To be honest with you, fellas, I think it's something that has to be done, but I hate it. And the main reason why I hate it is because who on this show right now has confidence that the Green Bay Packers are going into the playoffs and they got a chance to beat the Philadelphia Eagles, the San Francisco 49ers, the Chicago Bears, the Seattle Seahawks, the Los Angeles Rams? Who just has confidence we're going to walk on the field and beat these dudes? None of us, because we have not been playing good football. I would have loved to see this treated like a real, real preseason game. Jordan Love, hey, listen, man, you got one quarter or you got one drive so we can get some confidence. Right now, we are not playing well offensively, man. We are inconsistent, and we are not playing well offensively. Defense, last week, we could not stop the run. We're not playing consistently over there neither. I would have loved to see them treat this like a real preseason game and give them some run and not just sit out. But I do understand the bumps and the bruises.
Interesting. Appreciate your honesty on that. Drew, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most, what kind of impact will Trayvon Diggs have on the Packers' secondary, and will he be with the Packers next season?
I'm going to say 5.5, Dennis, and I don't think he'll be with the Packers next season, barring something, maybe a reworked contract, but barring, like, if he has a multi-pick game in the playoffs, he might earn a return trip. But I think they'll look elsewhere. I think this is just kind of trying to catch lightning in a bottle here.
Wes?
You ready for this, Dennis? I'm going 7. I'm going to go 7 out of 10. I think this young man does make some plays. I think he does make his presence felt on this football team. Xavier McKinney, his former teammate at Alabama, was talking with us this week, and he said, this guy has elite ball skills. And that is something, when you look at taking the ball away, that's something Green Bay has really struggled with this season. They're on pace for their fewest amount of takeaways in a season, I think perhaps ever, with only 13 right now. So Trayvon Diggs can help this football team, and it's at a position where Green Bay is really banged up. They lost two guys to IR last week that they're probably not getting back this season. So all that being said, when you look towards 2026, this guy has everything to play for. He Yep. has that fresh start he's looking for now. Micah Parsons will be back. If he shows something, I can think of no better place for him to be back on a one-year incentive-laden deal to show everybody he still is an all-pro caliber player. I think this has been a match made perfectly for Green Bay and Diggs. I'm excited to watch him. It's probably the best storyline to follow today.
James?
I'm going to say a 10. And the main reason why I'm going to 10 is because, number one, you can't buy instincts. You can't buy ball hawk. And number two, I think he's walking into the Green Bay Packers facility as the second best corner on the football team. And just seeing how this goes, if he possibly could turn into the best one. But right now, he's an upgrade from Valentine. You know, even strictly because of presence. Like, if he picks off one ball because of his presence, a quarterback might think, that might be the Trayvon Diggs that, you know, of old. I think his presence and all that in the secondary, if he's able to play well, can turn into a big playoff run. And I'm going to say a 10 because he's walking in better than Valentine, who has been starting for us.
Only about a minute before the top of the hour, so very quickly. Drew, who do the Packers match up better against next weekend in the playoffs, the Bears or the Eagles?
Definitely the Bears. They were taking it to them at Soldier Field till the meltdown, and I think definitely the Bears.
Wes?
Yeah, I'll go with the Bears on that one from the standpoint of you look at other than that last 2 minutes of that game, Green Bay pretty much controlled them in all these matchups this season. I still think the Bears are kind of sitting ducks. I think they're a good team that's first arriving. I don't look at them to be a title contender this season. If it's a 2-7 against Chicago and a 40-minute flight down there, I think it's a good thing for Green Bay.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.